Hey, Karen, how are you?
Good. I got Amazon sent me some information. Apparently, there's some problems with the book,
Okay, please let me
and
know what it
I
is.
wanted to email it to you, but I don't. Do you have an email I can forward this to from Amazon?
Sure. Let me send you on this email or your teamwork. Then you can share me that email over there. Just give me a moment.
Okay.
Hold on for a second. I'm emailing you so that you can send me. You're using the Teamwork portal? The portal on which we use to
No,
communicate?
I couldn't make it work.
No worries.
I didn't understand how to
Do
make it work.
you have your Gmail or something?
What?
You have
What
your
did you say?
Do you have your email ID on Gmail?
Do you want my email address? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, let me just turn. I do have your email that is creation by Kiraya. Is it the same
Yeah,
one?
at MSN.com. Yeah, that's my email.
Okay, I'm sending you an email, test email. Let me know if you receive this. Okay.
Okay, what's it going to be titled?
Test email.
This email? Okay, something went into junk. Let me see what it is. That's Costco. Nope. Empty folder. Delete.
Refresh this.
Called. Okay, wait a minute. Inbox. It's called this email. So far, I'm not seeing it. Let me go over the other side.
I have sent you already.
No, I don't see it.
Can you just check your junk or spam folder? Maybe something
Yeah,
else.
it's empty. I just I look, it's empty. Sometimes they takes a little bit. Let me look again. This email. Well, anyway, has Amazon contacted you about these problems?
Not right now, because if they have to, they will send an email. So obviously, they will send to our publication department. But I will take an update from their side. But still, we just need an email that what you have received from Amazon. Can you just tell me a brief that what email that you have received? If there's any size issue or something?
Okay, just a sec. Let me find it again here. Let me go here. Back. Okay, where is Amazon here? Attention needed, yeah. Okay. It's Kindle Direct Publishing.
Sure.
Okay. Let me get it to open. Okay. We've checked your files and found issues you need to fix before the book can be published on KDP. Resize the background or image on your book cover so that it extends
Okay.
0.125 inches.
Right. Okay.
And
This is the five
then
issue.
there's parentheses, and it says 3.2 mm beyond the trim line.
I understand. This is the five issue that you're explaining me. There's no need to worry about this. We will make the adjustment and we can publish it again. So sometime it happened, the five issue that we didn't.
Okay, it's
Yeah.
not that, and then it says all covers must size for bleeding, which means you need to add an extra
Exactly.
zero
So
point. Yeah, okay, I guess they're
we
going down to say along the
understand.
top.
I just.
Once you have increased the size of your cover, extend the images or background that you want to reach the way the edge. Okay, and it goes, okay. Then it says interior. Update the ISBN in your manuscript so that it matches the ISBN you entered during setup.
ISBN. You already provide the ISBN?
Well, it says update the ISBN ISBN in your manuscript so it matches the ISBN you entered during setup.
I believe that. Just tell me one thing, that have you used this same ISBN when you published the book last time?
I don't know. Oops. James, I just dropped my mouse.
Because if this ISBN is not valid, then sometimes it appears with this issue. So for that purpose, we have to check this, that if this ISBN is already used before. So we have to check this out, and then I will let you know that if this ISBN is not valid, then we have to go for another ISBN. We have to purchase. So
yeah, and you know, I'm having trouble. Amazon is not checking with me and putting prices on my things that I have not agreed with. Like person just told me that went to the site that they have 6 white geese for selling. They're selling at wholesale, so I actually make no money on it. I never told them to do that. In fact, I sell it. I've been selling it at $12.99, I believe that one. But that was a price I had quite a while back. Now,
yes,
to print it again, the price might have even gone up.
Sorry to interrupt you, but you had a discussion with Tim Morgan in which you have told him to change the pricing, right?
No, I didn't have any conversation about pricing.
No, you don't have any conversation with him. So do you need to choose your own pricing, that you have to set up the own pricing for the paperback and hardcover or an ebook?
Well, usually I need to know what the wholesale cost is, so then I can mark it up that way.
Okay, so then for this, just give me some time. What I can do, basically, first we will do step by step. First we will resolve this size issue. Then we will look into the ISBN thing, that what email that you have received. Because can you just do one thing? Can you just forward this email on my email address?
Can I forward this to your email address?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could do this. This is your personal one, right?
Yes.
Okay. So what is it?
Okay, just write Patrick, P-A-T.
Okay. Are they little letters?
Yeah, they're little letters.
Okay, spell it all.
P-A-T.
P-A-T.
R.
Uh-huh.
I-K.
Uh-huh. C-K.
Dot.
Dot.
Anderson. Anderson with double S.
Okay, spell it.
A-N.
A-N.
D.
D. E.
R.
S.
Yes, and another S.
S. E-N. O-O-N. S-S-O-N.
At the rate?
Okay. At. After Anderson, there's an at sign?
Yeah, you have to sign at the rate. Penguin?
At. Spell it all.
Okay, I'm
sorry. At.
P-E-N.
P-E-N.
G. U.
T. No, P-E-N what? G.
G. G.
G.
U.
Uh-huh.
I.
Uh-huh.
And. Penguin. Book.
I-N.
B-O-O-K. Book.
Okay, K-S.
Book Writers. W-R-I-T-E-R-S. Writers.com.
.com. This is an email?
Yeah, this is my email. You can forward that email to me so that I can
see
it right now. Shall I
have it? Okay. All right, I will do that.
Sure.
Okay, and I'm going to be out of town here. You're going to be able to get a hold of me after next Wednesday for a while.
No worries.
Okay, all right. Okay, thank you. And yeah, and we need to talk about the price of the book because if they sell everything wholesale, I make nothing. You know, I don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Do you have anything that in your mind that what tiles you are planning to
Well,
suggest
what
or
I
suggest you the standard tiling?
yeah, I forgot what my usual markup. Well, I took the wholesale price, and then I think you have to put 60% on that.
Who have to put the 60% on it?
Well, yeah, you take the whole. I'll have to figure it out. But I was selling it, as I say. This is when I bought my own books of it, which is some years back, and probably the price has gone up. I was selling, I guess it was $14.98 retail. So
No.
it's going to have to be at least that amount retail. I expect it might be up more expensive. It might go to 16 if the price has gone up since then to print it.
Let me guide you with the pricing. First, just send me an email. Did you send an email to me?
Can what?
The email, have you forwarded that email?
No, I haven't yet. And I'm waiting to get off the phone and then I will do it.
Okay.
Okay?
Let me guide you with the pricing. See, for the royalty distribution with Amazon and Barnes & Noble, you will be receiving 70% royalties on the ebook version if you set a price dollar. Sorry, if you set up a price to $10, and 65% royalties on the paperback version if the price is set up between $15 to $16. Okay,
Yeah,
and
the
for the
paperback would be in that price.
yes, the paperback in and for the hardcover, the same royalties, 65% you will receive if the price is set up between $19 to $21.
Right, that sounds good. Are you doing the hardcover too, then?
We have to see. Yeah, obviously, if this is in your package, then obviously we will. By the way, it's your choice. Do you want to publish a book in hardcover too?
Well, that would be nice, but I don't know if it's in, I don't rem don't know if you put that in my package or not.
We will. No worries. I will take care of this.
Okay, I'm all right. So let me. Okay, I'm gonna forward this right now for you. So
No worries, but I have one quick
okay,
question
let's
for you
see.
that you have told me that in the email you have received one thing related to the ISBN. So just one concern, because I have seen the file and there was an ISBN number that is already allotted mentioned in your file. So I just have to check that, is that ISBN number is still valid or not? Because if this issue is arriving from the Amazon, so sometime it happened that the ISBN number is already allocated to another book or something. So we have to check this and we have to figure it out. If it is still not, if it is valid, then we can move forward with this. Otherwise, we have to purchase the ISBN number.
Okay, I dropped my mouse, so now my mouse
No
doesn't
worries.
want to work.
Take your time, Graham.
So why don't I say goodbye to you, and I'll try to fix the mouse and send this, okay?
Sure, I'm just waiting for your email.
Okay, all right.
Sorry,
Thank
you
you.
just note
Bye-bye.
down my personal number. You can directly call on my number. This is a landline number. Sometimes we are not available on the seat, so just note down on my number so you can directly reach me over there. Write my number.
Oh,
If you
you want to
see,
give me your personal number?
yeah, my personal number, so you can reach me out anytime. It's 315-234.
Okay, wait a minute, too fast. 315
234
234
4087. Okay.
4087.
It gives me a direct call on my number.
Okay. All
Good.
righty.
Sounds amazing.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for
Bye
that.
bye.
Bye bye.